I'm speaking with Bob Watt, who is the president of the Fort Worth Stock Show and Rodeo. And Bob, first of all, thank you for taking time to meet with me here. And I'd like to get to know a little bit about you and your background and association with the show here in Fort Worth.
Well, thank you. And first of all, I want to say it's our pleasure to have you here at the Fort Worth Stock Show. I've been connected with the stock show for over 40 years, and I've seen a lot of changes here. Actually, this show started back in 1896. It was located at the stockyards on the north side of town, and in 1944 we moved the show to these facilities here. Over the years, we've been able to be very successful in upgrading our facilities, and we probably have the finest livestock facilities in the country here now at the Will Rogers Center. So we're very proud of what we have here.
When you look back over your time especially, what are some of the things that you've seen change or evolve with the show?
Well, I guess the most important thing is the way the show has grown. When I first started here, the show ran 10 days. Now it's running 24 days. Back then, we had around 10,000 animals on exhibit. This year, our entries will exceed 22,000. Our exhibitors will come from probably 42 states throughout the United States. We have a lot of international visitors at this show. Last year, we counted 70 countries that were represented by international guests. So it's a very big international event and a very prestigious event. I might add that the Fort Worth Stock Show is the oldest livestock show of its kind in the country, dating back, as I said, to 1896.
I did not know that. That's good to know. And I read in the paper this morning before coming here that this is one of the largest, one of the days in which there's going to be more animals being brought in, dropped off, picked up than almost any other day of the show?
Well, this is the biggest day for us as far as arrival of livestock. It's of course, we've got our horse show exhibitors that are arriving, but mainly it's the our steer and bear exhibitors where we've got about 2,400 junior steers entered, about the same number of junior bears. These cattle or animals start to come into the grounds about 7 o'clock this morning, and it'll probably be 10 o'clock tonight before we get them all in. So it's a big day for us, a lot of trailers, a lot of people, but that's what it's all about.
Well, and it's the we got to mention the rodeo here too, because that is such a big part of the show. And I believe you have two shows essentially a day, a matinee and an evening show. How has that been going?
Well, the rodeo has been going great. We've got 30 performances of PRCA rodeo, but prior to that, we've got two performances of a ranch rodeo where prestigious ranchers here in the Southwest are invited to participate. We've got two shows called the Best of Mexico, and then two shows of Bulls Night Out, extreme PRCA bull riding, and then we go into the 30 rodeo performances. So it's a very exciting show, and we've always been successful, and people really enjoy it.
At this point, any idea what type of total audience might come through here over the course of now, like you said, 24 days?
Well, of course, our attendance goes with the weather, and we've been very fortunate this year where the weather has been very desirable, and it looks like it's going to continue throughout the show. We'll very definitely set a record on attendance this year. I think in prior years, our largest attendance was about 840,000, so we're going to be approaching close to a million folks this year.
Wow, that's got to have a big impact on financially on the city here, I would assume.
Well, it's a great event for the city, and we really generate more economic benefit for the city than any other event here in town. We get a great deal of support from the community, and certainly adds to our success.
Well, I've been here before, not for this show, with the Appaloosa Horse Club, for example. Can you give us an idea of the other types of events that come through here in the course of a year?
Well, you mentioned the Appaloosa Show, which is a national show held here at Will Rogers. We've got a National Paint Horse Show, the NCAA Futurity that's held here in late November and December, many major horse show events. So this facility stays busy year-round. We do not have any responsibility with these other events. Ours is strictly with the stock show.
Yeah. Well, let's see here. when you look at this show this year, you talked about how the weather is certain. It is absolutely beautiful out here today. I've only been in town a couple days. But anything about this year's show that's maybe new and different you might want to touch on?
Well, we've had five national breeding cattle shows here, which is more than we've ever had before. And we've had exhibitors come to Fort Worth that have never been here before, and they've been very impressed with our facilities. We've got a couple of new restaurants here, a lot of new food stands, and but as far as you know, our emphasis is on the livestock show. That's what we're here for, and all of the other things that you have here support the livestock show.
Well, and it's my understanding that we talked about your involvement here, that we've got a guy who's taken over the general manager part. I hope to meet Brad when we get a chance to. But as far as the staff to put on something like this, can you give us an idea of what it takes for, especially considering the length and the size of the show?
Well, let me start with by saying we have 13 full-time employees here at the stock show, but during the show itself, we'll have in excess of 700 people working for us in various departments. Fortunately, many of these people come back every year, so they know what to do. They know how to greet and treat our visitors, and just really a great organization.
Well, I'll kind of close here, but with a question, not to put you on the spot, but is there, you know, looking back, any particular sort of anecdote of maybe a story that, is of a special memory for you that in your time with the show?
Well, I guess I'd have to point our centennial celebration, which was back in 1996. It was we had a great show in the rodeo and just a lot of excitement and really a big year for us.
Well, I want to thank you, Bob, very much for taking time to talk with me here at the Fort Worth Stock Show. It's a beautiful day, and I'm glad to have the opportunity to visit here and look forward to working with a client of mine, John Deere. And in fact, before I even close this, that's a question I need to ask you. We've got this Drive Green Utility Tractor Show, which I know isn't livestock, but certainly these machines can be used by livestock producers and probably why we're here, you know. What do you think about having a company like Deere do sort of a special display, and they're going to do a ring show tomorrow evening?
Well, of course, John Deere is a very outstanding company, and I think you'll find that many of our livestock exhibitors have John Deere equipment on their farms and ranches, so it's a very unique tie-in for us. They've got a beautiful display out in front of the Coliseum this morning. I was just by there, very attractive, and so I think it'll be an eye-opening experience for a lot of our exhibitors.
Okay, well, I'm looking forward to being a part of it here at the Fort Worth Stock Show. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.